We each have our own sufferings that no one else can feel. And the work to put an end to suffering is something many times that no one else can even see. And as we're focused on our own issues, things can get very narrow. I mean, on the one hand, it is good that the sufferings that weigh down the mind are things that come from within, because otherwise we'd have to depend on the help from somebody else outside to put an end to them. And it's good that we can put an end to them ourselves. But there are times when the practice can seem very narrow. Face to face with our own sufferings, face to face with our own stupidity, basically. As John Sawat used to like to say, ignorance. He said it's basically stupidity. Fighting off our defilements, some of which we really like. It's difficult work. But it's important that we keep it in perspective so that the mind doesn't become narrow, the heart doesn't become narrow. So it's good to reflect on that passage in the chant we had just now. It says, cultivate a limitless heart. A limitless heart is expansive. And it doesn't see things just from a narrow perspective. It has to see a wider perspective. In other words, the issues of the world are not just our individual issues. The people around us have issues too. And we have to have some compassion for them. At the same time, they can be irritating people. So a limitless heart is good in that it's not just limitless in its compassion, but limitless in its endurance. And how do you develop that? Well, paradoxically, it's by focusing on little things and having the right attitude toward little things. Because there's some things that are little that you have to see. These are really little and minor. And your heart is much bigger. Think of that passage in the sutta where the Buddha says to make your goodwill like earth, or make your mind like earth. Someone can come and spit on the earth and dig around the earth to try to make the earth not earth, or to be without earth. But that person's efforts are really small and pitiful, because the earth is just so large. Make your mind like space. People can try to write and draw pictures on space, but there's nothing there. There's no surface on space. So the pictures don't stay. Make your mind like the river Ganges. It's a huge river. Someone could take a torch and try to burn up the river, but they'll never get it even a little bit burned away. You want to make your mind that impervious, that solid. This is an issue of endurance, patience. It's important to see that patience and endurance are very intimately connected with goodwill. You can maintain your goodwill because you can see you can put up with a lot of the stuff that's out there in the world. We don't pretend that the people around us or the world at large is just wonderful, nice people, that they're all well-intentioned. They're not. So people have all kinds of intentions. But we can make our mind large, not because they're good, but because we want to have that power of endurance, so the things that other people do to us are not going to have that much of an impact. So those are the little things you want to keep little. The things other people do, they say. The way they infringe on your boundaries. Or they go against your idea of how things should be done sometimes. Learn to regard that with some compassion. Learn to regard it with some endurance. Don't let little things blow up to become big things. Little issues that would destroy the harmony of the group. Keep them little and learn how to endure them. There are other little things, though, that you want to really focus on, because this power of endurance, or this limitless heart, doesn't start at the edge of the universe and work in. It starts here and moves out. One way is looking around you and seeing what needs to be done. There are a lot of little things in the monastery that are not assigned as tasks. We each have our own duties. But don't think that just completing your duty is enough and then you go back to your hut, go back to your tent. Sometimes you look around and say, oh, this needs to be done, that needs to be done. And do that. We've got a rainstorm potentially coming up tonight. One of the things you should do is look around you. What needs to be put away and what needs to be fixed in case there's rain? We walk down the road and there's some weeds. And as a monk, I can't tell you to pull out the weeds, but the weeds are there. And as they say, you can contemplate them. Don't have to wait for someone else to tell you. Little things like this make life a lot easier for everybody else around. Little things you can do for other people behind their backs, the nice things. Those really make the life in the monastery a lot better. So many of us think that things are friendly because we sit around and chat a lot. Well, that doesn't make things friendly. What makes things friendly is you find that someone has done some little nice thing for you behind your back. Or taking care of some little detail around the monastery, not necessarily for you, but just see that, oh, this person cares about the monastery, this person cares about the community. That's what creates harmony. So paradoxically, the limitless heart that we're trying to cultivate here focuses on small things. The small favors we can do for one another, the small tasks we can do, not because they're assigned, but simply because we see that need to be done. And that opens our own perspective. I remember reading years back a Western monk going to Thailand and saying how originally he looked down on some of the other monks and nuns in the monastery that spend a little time each afternoon puttering around, taking care of this little thing, that little thing. He felt he was doing some much more important work. He was going to go straight to Nirvana. He wasn't going to be puttering around. And they found pretty quickly that it got dry. And realized that the people puttering around were actually doing something useful for their own minds. They were developing good qualities. And these are perfections. Patience, endurance, goodwill, compassion. They all go together. And when you focus on doing the little good things, that's what strengthens your mind and develops that attitude of a limitless heart. In other words, you're not just to do an assigned job and then forget about all the other things that need to be done. You don't have to fill your day with tasks, but just notice little things that need cleaning up, picking up. When you've done your job, say at the kitchen, or your job in the afternoon, look around, is there any little detail that needs to be taken care of? Do a couple of extra ones every day. Get yourself out of yourself. And it's in doing the little things that larger qualities develop. And John Lee makes this point in one of his Dharma talks. He said, the Buddha was an enormous person. In other words, as he said, his eyes were enormous. He could see the entire world. His mouth was enormous. He gave a Dharma talk that people would continue to repeat thousands of years later. He said, how did the Buddha get large like that? Well, first he focused on small things. He made himself totally unimportant. Left the palace. Rejected offers of jobs with kings. Made himself totally unimportant. There's even a passage in the canon where he says he would be sometimes out in the forest meditating, and young boys who were herding cows came by. They would see him, and just for the fun of it, they would urinate on him. Well, he endured that. Now, just by making himself unimportant, though, he made himself important eventually. He focused his attention entirely just on his breath. In that passage from Stephen Colbert, talking about Buddhism, he said, you wrap yourself in a cloth, and you sit under a tree, and you breathe? Well, yeah. You get really good at something really small like this, and then, as John Lee says, then your goodness gets so much bigger than the little small thing where it has to explode. It becomes a limitless heart. So have the right attitude towards small things. The small things that should remain small. And the other small things where you realize, okay, by focusing on these small things, I'm enlarging my heart. And that's one of the best techniques for getting yourself out of the suffering of the path or the suffering of your own sufferings. By making your mind and your heart so much larger than all these other things are.